I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. The calendar has changed to 2018, and that means the new fishing regulations are now in effect. Only a couple of changes, but they are ones you need to know about, and we'll take a look at them coming up after this. There are two major changes to the West Virginia fishing regulations that took effect with the arrival of 2018. Jim Hedrick, manager of the hatchery programs at the DNR and the acting assistant chief for warm water fisheries, says one of them involves clarification of an old regulation of the slot limit for the new river strain of walleye.
In the previous regulation, we had kind of accidentally left a gap in what we were intending for some new walleye regulations. And that gap kind of existed from there where the Gauley and New River come together downstream to the Winfield Lock. So that regulation has just been clarified that, you know, there is now a 20 to 30 inch slot limit on walleye from those sections of basically from the Winfield Lock and Dam the whole way upstream to the Virginia state line.
And that includes the stretch of the Gauley River up to Somersville Dam. That slot limit requires you to throw back fish between 20 and 30 inches in that slot.
So all walleye 20 to 30 inches, you know, must be returned to the water. So it's a slot limit. So you can keep walleye smaller, and then, of course, you're only allowed to a limit of two walleye, and only one of those can be over 30 inches.
And the reason was...
And the purpose of that regulation was we found that a lot of the females in the New River, even though that seems really big, a lot of the females in the New River were not maturing until they were well above 20 inches. And we were afraid a lot of fish were being harvested before they ever got the opportunity to reproduce and make fish for the next generation.
Change number two finally addresses a long-talked-about problem with the trout stocking.
We added a new regulation in, Chris, about where anglers are not permitted to fish within 200 feet of our personnel during fish stocking events. We were having a lot of problems with anglers casting toward stock trucks, hooking our employees, and so forth. So we've made that regulation that you're not permitted to fish within 200 feet. So
be sure and check out the changes in all of the state's fishing regulations in the DNR's license brochure. It's available online at wvdnr.gov or at any licensed retailer or DNR office around the state. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that's the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.